Hello from Antigua and Barbuda. You're listening to Christian Travelers Network, the podcast and platform where travel stories, community, and scripture combine. Hey, Christian travelers, I'm so glad that you are here today. We are exploring different parts of the world where the Lord has left his fingerprints with unique architecture, cultures, communities, and landscapes. And today we are visiting the country of Antigua and Barbuda. If you've never heard of this country, that's okay. We're going to explore it together. But before we do that, I encourage you to hit that subscribe button below. It's a great way, whether you're listening on a podcast or on YouTube, to be sure to get our next episode as we continue through all the countries, getting to explore the many wonders of this world. But without further ado, let's go ahead and explore Antigua and Barbuda. Located in the Eastern Caribbean Sea, it is 6 times smaller than the state of Rhode Island. It reaches its coldest temperatures in December and February, a whopping 72 degrees Fahrenheit, and its hottest months, June to August, are approximately 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Despite its 40 inches of rainfall each year, it has minimal forest on the Antigua Island, and so because of the beaches and volcanic rock, it means there's often a lot of drought. Barbuda is a well-wooded coral island, but because of its lesser rainfall, the climates are still fairly similar, making the best time to visit sometime between December to April. The country sells cane, sugar, fruit, vegetables, concrete blocks, and other manufactured clothing, but their primary income source is tourism. Being a part of the Caribbean islands, it attracts a lot of visitors, and its gorgeous coastlines and beaches have me wanting to go there soon. Now, if you are curious about visiting and what to do there, I have 5 things that I would recommend. First of all, checking out Stingray City. If you want to swim with stingrays, gigantic stingrays in the ocean, then this is your chance to do so in their natural habitat. Stingray City first takes some time to go through a tutorial, making sure that you're safe and treating the animals with respect before you go ahead and dive in. Another thing to check out is the Nelson Dockyard Museum. You can see ships, anchors, old canyons, and other things that have visited its ports over the last 250 years. Betty's Hope Historical Plantation is an opportunity for you to learn a little about the slavery that has happened on this island, as well as learn about how they produce sugarcane. Now, there are many beautiful beaches that I would just encourage you to check out and definitely go snorkeling, but between its 365 beaches, one of them that catches people's eye the most frequently is Half Moon Bay. There are some islands that attract more of the European visitors, so be mindful that some beaches allow nude swimming or sunbathing, but Half Moon Bay is not one of them, making it a little bit more family friendly. Now, as you're exploring this island, if you are looking for other Christians to connect with, I highly encourage you to go to christiantravelers.net. There you will find other Christian travelers who are planning trips, gathering in communities, and joining together to praise God throughout creation. If you want to learn more, check out our website at christiantravelers.net. Now, before you go, there are some things you may want to know just about the religious makeup and historical significance, along with some of the customs of their culture. Most of the population on these two islands that make up Antigua and Barbuda are of African descent due to the slavery that happened on this island. In fact, emancipation happened in 1834 and the country gained its independence in 1981. The country is approximately 77% Christian and the other 11.4% of people are unspecified religious belief. If you're looking for a way to connect with people and talk about your faith, I just encourage you to start by asking questions. Ask them about their worship, what they believe about life, death, just those general basic starter questions that if someone was going to ask you about your faith life and what matters in your own life, be genuine in asking them and using that as a starter conversation to encourage them in their own faith walk. And of course, also attending worship, finding churches in the area that speak English, which as English is the language of the country, it's a great opportunity for you to not only encourage them, but for them to help to refill your own cup as you go back out into the world. In addition to this, there are some unique cultural practices and nuances to keep in mind. First of all, when it comes to doing business with other people, you might want to be mindful of the fact that even though you're a tourist and you want to just get down to business so you can go enjoy your vacation, take the moment to greet staff first. Generally be interested in how their day is going because if you don't, they take it a little personally and you're customer service experience will be slower than if you dive in and have that personal conversation first. Also, when it comes to tipping waiters and other staff, drivers, taxi drivers, etc., a good 10 to 15% is considered the norm. And then in terms of what's appropriate attire, revealing excessive skin is considered rude. So it's okay to be casual, to wear shorts and a t-shirt, but showing off your midriff and other areas is discouraged if you are outside of your hotel or specifically touristy places. So when out in public, going to restaurants, going shopping, dress respectively for others. You can head to christiantravelers.net where you can find our full travel guide for Antigua and Barbuda on our website under directory and resource tabs. So without further ado, until next time, safe travels and God bless.